Are we going to public comments?
Okay, now we are a little bit slipping at our time, but I believe it is imperative to allow the first 15 minutes of public comments to take place before we adjourn to closed session. Yes, it will be a 15-minute segment, comments, 90 minutes each. 90 minutes for everyone. 90 seconds, amended to 90 seconds. And if you have spoken once, do not speak a second time till other people have a chance to speak, number one. First person.
Hi, everyone. Let me just explain a little about the budget process. It is management's duty, obligation, and responsibility to produce management's first draft to the LSB. I don't think this is on. Is it on? The LSB for approval. It is not the LSB's responsibility in any way to help management make that budget. If management really cannot produce a first draft budget, I think management should resign so we can find somebody who can produce a first draft budget, because that is one of management's most important duties. Management is supposed to work with a business manager to do this and for the CFO to do this. Since we don't have a business manager, I would suggest that the general manager work with the CFO to get a budget, and not the LSB. So I look forward to a non-confidential first draft sometime soon. Thank you.
Sí, buenos días. Sí, mi nombre es Rodrigo Argueta. Soy parte de la programación en español. Primeramente quisiera dar una... ¿Dónde está Leslie? ¿Está Leslie por aquí? ¿Está afuera? Okay. Pues hacerle un reconocimiento a Leslie Radford, porque es la que ha abierto la programación en español realmente para empezar este próximo primero de agosto. Entonces, sí, les pido un aplauso para la compañera Leslie, que no está acá, pero bueno, ya. Es en realidad quien tuvo, y afortunadamente Aaron está levantando las manos, claro, no entiende. Lo mismo, ¿cuánta gente de aquí que ha venido el día de hoy no entiende qué es lo que están diciendo? Pasamos una aprobación, nosotros hicimos hace 10 años, más de 10 años, que estas reuniones tendrían que ser también bilingües. So the first thing that I asked was to applause, you know, for Leslie Radford, who finally opened the programming for the Spanish-speaking community, the 5 additional hours that were delayed over 10 years. Más de 10 años se tardaron para hacerlo. And the second thing that I said is that more than 10 years ago also we approved a motion that all the meetings of the local station board would be bilingual or at least have a translation equipment.
We still have it in station. Yeah.
10 seconds.
No. So, otra cosa, las elecciones tienen que ser también en español. Los documentos tienen que ser también en español. And finally, I want to ask, because as far as I know, we have 4 people here representing us at the National Board. And I want to ask all those 4 people, what have you done to implement the 5 hours of Spanish language programming nationally that was approved, you know, years and years ago? I want an answer from you guys who are representing us out there. What have you done to implement the hours in Washington, New York, La Bahia, and Texas? Thank you.
May I ask a point of information from the more experienced board members? It has been suggested that we often give extra time when translation is necessary. Am I correct in that?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
And if you like, if nobody understood certain things, I'll be more than happy to translate, okay, but he can do that too. Okay, so what Rodrigo has just said is perfectly correct. Ever since the majority...
Listen, please.
So I hope
no
I can start.
Talk.
I hope I can start now.
I'm resetting you.
Okay. So since this new majority was elected in January, since I am historically a member of most of the committees of the LSB, and during this reign of this majority, I have been prevented from participating with a vote as representative of listeners. So it's a sham, the process you have all used at every committee of the LSB, except the outreach, because you know you cannot get in there. So you have kept me out from a vote so that I cannot participate fully as a listener. The other thing is that I brought up in January to the Governance Committee, to the attention of this body, the motion that was passed duly by the PMB 10 years ago.
Members of the public may not be within the horseshoe. You must go back to the seating area.
That's an insult.
Yeah. He's not a voting member.
He's you are a member of the public. You cannot be within the horseshoe.
He's a staff member.
He's not part of the LSB.
He was filming papers.
You're filming all this stuff. You are harassing, Grace. Grace, you are harassing. This is to stop right now. We are not here to have a discussion with the member of the public. We pass rules of this forum. She is authorized to speak now. You can even be in the back where the chairs begin and film it. But we passed a decorum specification that members of the public may not come within the horseshoe of the seating area. If you honor that, you may continue. If you do not honor that, we will ask you to leave. You can be a part of the press 2 feet back.
No, when is the law? When is the choice? Okay. When do you know that? When is the announcement? When is the law?
Where is my husband?
Okay, Bella has the floor. Excuse me, we have public comment. Bella has the floor. Bella, would you like to continue?
Yes.
I will reset your minutes.
You mean seconds?
Oh my God.
This is all being counted to public comments, and you are not helping Bella and the others in the queue get fair time to speak.
Well, it has nothing to do with
Mansoor, how much time is left for public comments?
Eight?
Excuse me. 8 minutes is left for public comments.
Let me finish.
All right.
All of this is really a sham. And the very motion that Rodrigo and I have been talking about since January, bring it to the attention of the Governance Committee, and particularly the Finance Committee and the Program Oversight Committee, was denied. So the question was just posed, those at the PMB, are you aware of this motion? What have you done for it? And now all of a sudden there's an uproar that these 5 hours, additional hours, are being implemented across the network. Yes, they should have been implemented 11 years ago. So you can stop that BS, and you have to get down with reality. And by the way, KPFT has lost its PMB funding because it does not have sufficient representation within its programming grid for the largest Spanish-speaking population of its area, signal area, versus KPFK lost its funding because of the low number of membership. There are two issues here. Both have to be taken into account. And they're equally joined at the hip. Okay, thanks.
Point of personal privilege.
Let the public speak.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Public comments continue. If you like, I can
translate. Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. Hello, good morning. My name is Luis Valentin. I'm a community organizer at...
Silence in the room. Let the public be heard.
I'm a community organizer at the Institute of Popular Education in Southern California, IDEPSCA. I organize household workers and day laborers. The reason why we're here is because we want to thank Leslie for pushing and give that opportunity to this community, which has been affected in many ways and given a very negative image, you know, which is not true because, you know, just a Syrian group is focusing in giving a very negative image to the workers that are non-formal workers. So, you know, given this opportunity of more Spanish frequencies and programs, it's a very good thing, especially for our own community. Spanish speakers are part of the KPFK for a long time, and we're here to thank Leslie. But most of all, we want to make sure that because we were really excited, right, to be part of this. Now, you know, we didn't know that all these things were happening, you know, but I guess we're just going to have to deal with it too. And none of this is going to stop us. You know, I think it's very important for all of us to be part of the programs now and give our community a voice. You know, this is just to keep improving and better our communications. So hopefully you guys can do it here too. It's not nothing against you, but I think we all need to work together if we want to just make sure that our communities are part of this in every way, right? So I really thank you for everything. And I thank everybody else here, you know, that is doing their best effort to better our communications. Thank you.
Four minutes left for public comments. 90 seconds max.
Yeah, first of all, I would like to ask if you can please extend for the lost time. We've been coming from far. So, okay, well, my name's Annette Aguilar. My name's Annette Aguilar. I've been listening to KPFK for the last 10 years, and I've been a sponsor for those 10 years. And I want to thank Leslie Radford for the work she's been doing, for being inclusive of all the communities here in Los Angeles. I do not feel represented as a mujer mexicana latina by this table other than my sisters here, right here. Very few people. I don't feel represented here in this board. And it is sad because that is not the reflection of Los Angeles. Where are the women of color? Where are our Latinos here in this table? Okay, that's not the population out there. That's not the reality in Los Angeles. And that is not the mission statement of KPFK. I want to thank Leslie Radford. And because of those new hours that should have been implemented more than 7 years ago, I don't know how long that those hours have not been implemented. They're going to be implemented. Latinos are here. We're not going to leave. And I just want to work with you. I want to thank Leslie and everyone that's been supportive of those hours. And we're looking forward to being part of this family. I hope it's not the way it usually functions. And I just want to let you know that I'm part of this family. I've been part of this family. I am a supporter. And I do want the station to represent its population. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Christian Solis. I'm part of the Latino Sports too. I've been working with the Food Justice Movement. So not just for my community, but with your community too. I urge you, as Leslie does, work with us because we need to be the voice for the voiceless. Not just the Latinos, for all of us, because we're eating right now, we don't have this kind of information in our communities. Thank you, Leslie, for building these bridges with all communities, and thank you for all these guys that are providing more hours for my Latino community. Thank you. Let's work together.
Mi nombre es Antonia Lira. Estoy aquí expresando mi apoyo a Leslie. Desde que Leslie está trabajando aquí, nosotros hemos tenido mucho trabajo juntos por la estación. Es la estación para todos, no nada más por nuestro lado latino, sino la estación que debiera estar representando a todas las comunidades. Nadie puede abrogarse el derecho de tener o decir, aquí nada más yo voy a estar. Somos una comunidad y todos tenemos que estar aquí. Y quiero expresar mi apoyo de nuevo a Leslie y quiero decir también que vamos a seguir haciendo el trabajo que hemos estado haciendo. Muchas gracias.
I wanted to translate for Antonia.
Just say what you said.
I'm here to thank Leslie Radford, and I'm also here to say that we're not here to just advocate for the Latino community. We're here to advocate for all communities. It's not just one, it's everybody. We've been working together for the station, not only for the Latino community. And we will be doing that, and I express my support. Nobody can claim the right to be here only because we're a community. We are a diverse community. So all communities have to be able to express themselves here, not just a part of a community. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. We have run out of the first segment of time for public comment.
They get the time of the translation.
We doubled time. We doubled time.
Yes.
We each speaker that
you. So you're counting it then.
Point of order. Please allow the chair to manage the meeting. Please allow the chair to manage the meeting.
Chair, I have a suggestion. I would like to move that we extend the public comment, because we're going to be moving into closed session, that we extend public comment because we have so many listeners here. I apologize for disrupting what was going on before, although I do believe that it's improper. We did have a rule that the public needs to be outside of our space. But nonetheless, I would like to move to extend the public period time.
I hear the point. Okay. We have been allocating extra time for each speaker who needed translation. And we have gladly done that. We will continue to do that. We do hold open for 30 minutes in total. We usually do it 15 and then 15 late. If the group here so wishes, I can open up for an additional 15 minutes of public comment now, but there will not be any further later in the day. If someone wishes to make a motion to change the agenda that way, we can decide.
Entonces, ¿qué, si voy a poder hablar o no?
Second. And can we have the translation like we just had?
Aquí.
Spanish and then English and Spanish and English so that we can...
Piecemeal, little by little.
And please, invite the speaker with the microphone so that both the translator and the...
That would be good. That would be ideal. Thank you. Now, we had originally set a time certain to start the closed session, and that includes voting on one motion. I will need to get two-thirds approval to, number one, continue all public comments, period, and conclude them early, number one, and then vote on that one motion before we adjourn to closed session. We need two-thirds approval from the board to do this. Does anyone wish to propose that?
So it's been moved and I second it.
Yeah. I'd like to amend that.
Speak.
I'd like to amend it to allow 15 minutes of public comment now and an additional 15 minutes when we reconvene for the public after.
No,
that. Excuse me.
Is a requirement.
He can make a motion.
Excuse me. I can make any motion I want to, and that's my motion. It's to add an additional 15 minutes of public comment now and still have the 15 minutes that were in the agenda for the other public session. Adjusting the
time. I call the vote on that motion, which has been seconded. The amendment.
Adjusting the time certain as necessary.
All in favor of the substitute motion to add 15 minutes now and continue to have the 15 minutes later, please raise your hands.
We're here for the public.
One, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7. All opposed? 1,
wow.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All abstentions? Any abstentions? Okay. The substitute motion does not carry. Now we go to the original motion.
What the fuck?
All in favor? Excuse me.
What reason?
Reason? Go ahead. If you have something to say, say it.
No, why we are here? We are here to serve the masses.
Okay.
That's what come from there.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All in favor of allowing public comment to continue at this point where we are using our 15 minutes left for the meeting at this time, please raise your hands. Yeah, we're going to have it right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All opposed?
Raise your hand now.
All opposed?
Don't put me on that one.
What? All opposed? Anyone opposed? And any abstentions? Two abstentions. Motion carries by consensus. Public comment may continue.
So to clarify, we will have 15
minutes. Yo voy a querer que me interpretes, por favor.
We will have 15 minutes now for public comments, at which point we will then begin adjourning to closed session. We will not have an additional 15 minutes after we resume.
Shame on you.
Please, sir. Thank you for your patience. And you're welcome to speak.
No, pues gracias. Yo soy Adrián Muñoz.
Thank you, I'm Andrés Muñoz.
Y vengo de la ciudad de Santa Ana.
I come from the city of Santa Ana.
¿Sí está prendido?
Está prendido.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the mic, so I don't know.
No crosstalk.
No se escucha. Hello? No? Yeah. Okay.
Entonces nosotros, yo vengo de la ciudad de Santa Ana. Nosotros, en mi comunidad, estamos con un proyecto que se llama, en una estación de radio comunitaria de bajo poder, Radio Santa Ana.
In our community we have a radio project that is called Radio Santa Ana.
Sí, en la ciudad de Santa Ana.
Low power radio project.
Ahí en la ciudad de Santa Ana, el 97% de la población habla español y es latinoamericano.
97% of the Santa Ana population speaks Spanish and they are Latin American.
Incluso ahí mismo en la misma ciudad de Santa Ana, cuando yo hablo español, he recibido un poquito de ataques de que estoy en América.
In fact, sometimes when I speak Spanish in Santa Ana, I have received some attacks saying, you're in America, you're supposed to speak English.
Cuando las personas responden eso, yo digo que son bastante inteligentes.
When they tell me that, I say that they're pretty intelligent.
Pero la Constitución de aquí de Estados Unidos se escribió en español. La Constitución de aquí de Estados Unidos se escribió en español.
The Constitution of the United States is also written in Spanish.
Eso me enteré apenas hace como unos 4 o 5 meses.
About 4 or 5 months ago.
Y yo estoy aquí porque también queremos apoyar esta nueva programación en español. Y
I'm here to support this new programming in Spanish.
Y estamos.
Oh, the.
Y
the new program means extension.
Oh, bueno. Y les queremos dar las gracias por todo esto y también a la señora Leslie, que fue la que ha estado apoyando todo esto.
And we'd like to thank Leslie for having supported this extension and implementation of this extension.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Buenos días a todos.
Good morning, everybody.
Estoy aquí desde hace, como dijeron hace poco, 20 años como escucha de la estación de radio.
I've been here as a listener of the radio for 20 years.
KPFK. Para mí fue como agua en el desierto.
For me this was like finding water in the desert.
Porque mi lengua es solamente el español.
I only speak Spanish.
Yo, como muchos otros, necesitamos la traducción en este gracias. En este momento, gracias a Paulina por estarnos apoyando. Yo quiero agradecerle también a toda la mesa directiva, los que están muy de acuerdo o los que no estén muy de acuerdo, en haber ampliado la barra en español.
And I would really like to thank the board, even though those who are in agreement and those who do not support the extension of the Spanish language programming.
I'd Lo mejor like to thank de esta vida
the best
es la gran oportunidad life. De poder convivir todos con nuestras diferentes ideas, con nuestros diferentes pensamientos, pero trabajar juntos en una sola causa.
The best thing in this life is to be able to work together with different opinions, different ideals, but for the same cause.
La palabra libre.
Free speech.
Libre y en diferentes lenguas.
Free speech in different languages.
Gracias a todos. A todos los que hacemos un trabajo voluntario, porque de Radio Escucha pasé a voluntaria y ahora tengo la oportunidad de colaborar en Enfoque Latino.
Thank you to everybody. I have been a radio listener, but now I have been able to be a volunteer. Thank you to all volunteers. I now collaborate with Enfoque Latino.
Mi trabajo no es muy grande, solo hago el calendario comunitario.
I prepare the community calendar.
Pero es bien importante para nuestra comunidad.
It's not a lot of work, but it's very important for our community.
Y para todos.
And for everybody.
En este país de la libertad.
In this country of freedom.
La libertad, la igualdad.
Equality.
Y bueno, por ahí dicen que la fraternidad. And ojalá que esto funcione así.
Hopefully, this is how it will work.
Gracias a todos.
Thank you very much.
Sí, buenos días. Hello, everybody. Good morning. My name is Roberto Garcia. I'm from the Oaxaca community. I want to thank for the great performance, Leslie. She's a very hard working person. Thanks to that, KPFK is going to get close to Oaxaca community. We was the first festival, Oaxaca Festival, was a success. Thanks to that, the Oaxacan community could will support efficiently to the station. We are here in LA, like 8,000 to 100,000 Oaxacan people. Thanks to Leslie's support was to the new training classes for new programmers. And thanks to everybody KPFK for the new 5 hours on this radio for Spanish speakers. We need to work together, people. Thank you.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Oscar Ulloa. I'm a listener and supporter, a long-time listener and supporter from the Spanish broadcasting. I do have a small segment every other Tuesday at 11 at night where I dedicate to take on issues of police abuse against the Latino community in the form of traffic stops, car impoundment practices, police checkpoints, and now with the passing of AB 60 proposal that allows drivers permits for undocumented people and together with a team of community activists under the KPFK banner, been doing rounds of information and also workshops for the benefit of our community. I'm also part of the group of people trying to find new ways of fundraising, such as the past event with the Oaxacan community, as our compa before said, where along with a wonderful team of compas, not only started to build a new relationship with local communities, but also we raised about $8,000 in benefit of the station, which may not be that much, but it's going all together to the help of KPFK. Programming. What I do is mainly focus on working with a community, working people, where sometimes even the basic membership, $25 makes the difference between launch for a week or not, which is sometimes kind of ironic when we hear shows and KPFK talking about the nice features of $90,000 cars, you know, nice stuff. So with this spirit and me and all the members of the Spanish Broadcasting are 100% behind the current director, Leslie Radford, who at this time is shown full support for the Spanish programming and is expanded issues. Sometimes it seems to be stopped for a long time. Go, Leslie. Thank you so much for your help.
Hello, LSB Mart board members. I'm Chris Ann Eastwood, programmer, volunteer. I am thrilled for the Spanish language extension that it was mandated about 11 years ago, as I heard. And my disappointment lies in that has not been embraced by programming and working to create really creative, innovative Spanish language programming across the broadcasting days. For example, I believe that our news should be also delivered in Spanish at 6 p.m. So I would say 6 p.m. English, 6:30 Spanish. I think we need to be a little bit more creative, creating programming that appeals to our community, not only in politics, but in lifestyle, in children. Why don't we have a Spanish language show for children on Saturday mornings? Things like that. Creating programming that attracts new listenership should be paramount. And I put to you, the board members, that that is what your job is. Because, as I've said before, terrestrial radio is on a downturn. Listeners, we are losing them daily. We have to create programming. We have to create an environment. We have to create a business that attracts and continues to be financially solvent. And we can only do that by being proactive and working as a board and asking yourself, not what am I doing to further my own agenda or to grind an axe because I'm mad at Leslie Radford, as opposed to let's work forward and keep this station going and keep it moving and keep it growing. We are the only public station that offers Spanish programming. We are the only public station that fully embraces free speech because of our lack of corporate sponsorship. You have to work towards it, not against. I know there's agendas here. I know people here actively hate our current general manager, and their number one thing is to see her gone. That is despicable, and you need to stop.
4 more minutes of public comments. Please step forward.
Hola, buenos días. Soy Héctor Márquez.
No crosstalk.
No crosstalk. I wish I had one of those hammers right here. Buenos días. Muchas gracias por darme oportunidad de hablar. Good morning. Thank you for giving me the chance to speak out. I just have two clarifications for everyone here. I don't like this LSB or LSD board, really. This is the first time I come, and all I see is, you know what? You also did see it. The first clarification is we are not listeners only. Most of what you see here is people working hard 10, 15, 20 plus years for the station. In that sense, you should have more respect for many of us here. Yes, yes, definitely. And that's a fact. If we don't deserve your respect as listeners, then we deserve your respect as volunteers, because we drag our asses for the station for years and years and years. The second clarification is, I don't see why you guys have to be afraid of having people in your back. I don't see why a camera lady is a threatening person at the point where you interrupt the whole meeting and say, no, don't stand in behind my back, because I don't know, you're gonna what? Only people like Donald Trump and his followers think and act like that. Okay? The same with the camera. What's wrong with this guy 2 feet into the horseshoe? Oh, the horseshoe. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. 3 minutes left. 2 minutes, 3. Okay. This will be our last public comment.
comment?
Sí, sí. Sí, buenos días. Le quiero agradecer a todos los que están aquí presentes y a los que están apoyando la extensión de los programas en español. Y yo
Thank you to everybody present. Thank you for those who support the extension of the Spanish language programming.
Escucho la radio de 90.7 en español, y me hice voluntario.
I've been listening to 90.7 in Spanish, and I have become a volunteer.
Participo y ayudo a al colectivo de APE.
I support the Association of Spanish Language Programmers.
Y lo que he visto en la radio, en la estación, es que se necesita trabajar con la juventud,
con
los niños, como decía, con las nuevas generaciones.
Is that this radio needs to extend its work with the youth, with children, with the new generations?
Y eso es lo que le falta a esta estación, y pues si se extienden las horas, nosotros estamos dispuestos a trabajar en esos puntos.
And when the hours are extended, we are willing to include programming that works for that, reflects that population.
Muchas gracias a la señora Leslie, que es la que ha apoyado a la programación en español.
I'd like to thank Leslie Radford that has been supporting
y a todos los programadores en español.
And I would like to thank all the programmers in Spanish language.
En español y en diferentes lenguas estaría muy bien.
Gracias. Support Spanish language programming and programming in other languages. Thank you very much.
3 seconds. 6 seconds if they're translated.
Okay. I want to thank you for the opportunity for you to hear the needs of the Spanish-speaking people. I understand we're almost half of the population in 61%. All right. It's good that you open your ears and your heart to understand that the situation for our community is very stressful, and this radio station and the programs in Spanish are vital because things are very hard here and south of the border. And this station is the only channel that we have to fight the corporation media that is brainwashing our community, and instead of and we should look for ways to work together, because if one of a part of the community goes down, everybody goes down. So that's why we're here, for you to understand that it's important that you recognize the importance of the Spanish speaking population, and that the following the Pacifica mission, you should look for to that, work on that. And so, muchas gracias a todos los que están aquí. Nada más quería agradecer la oportunidad de que escuchen que es muy importante esta programación en español, y que abran sus corazones y sus mentes para trabajar y para servir a la mitad de la población de California, que es muy importante dadas las circunstancias que hay, no solo aquí en el norte, pero también en el sur. So thank you very much, and I just want to say thank you to all the people that has been supporting the Spanish extension, because it's important. It's important, and that's what you're supposed to be doing. I want to thank the lady Redford and the people who's working with her. And thank you very much, because it's very needed. It's vital. It's vital for everybody. Thank you.
That concludes our public comments. Now, Janie, have we completed the vote on that one special budget amendment?
Yeah, we did.
That is already a done item. We are now ready to do... we will be starting, and we will recess. We will call the recess the regular LSD meeting at this point. We will convene in closed session, which means only LSB members and the two of our secretary and our parliamentarian may be in the room. This session will not be recorded. We will be doing a confidential personnel evaluation, and that is not open to the public. But thank you for being here today.
Roberta, I just like to make a motion or get
a testimony. Oh, no, no, no. We're in recess.
Somebody
we recessed.
Speak Spanish to relay the information to the Spanish speakers.
Oh, yeah.
Please, thank you so much.
Well, they have a translator.
Yeah.
No, it should be a public translation.
Our translator, please, ma'am, would you make sure that the members of the public understood what I said?